We all remember vividly moments from Snowvember, the massive storm that crippled much of the area. Trace George, CEO of VSP Graphic Group in West Seneca, can recall in calm fashion a specific jarring image.
We were told on the radio and news nobody could get into the storm area. So woke up that morning, had a cup of coffee, and my son, who's the vice president of operations, called and said, Dad, have you checked your Facebook account? I logged on, and I saw a picture of our main facility totally collapsed.
Trace George only had those images to go by. Like most of Western New York, impassable roads kept him home, where he did his best to monitor the situation. As it turned out, an NBC News cameraman was able to record the collapse, and the images were seen all over the country. He then began to act. As he says it, he rolled the dice by ordering replacements for the thousands of dollars of equipment he believed must have been destroyed in the collapse. When he was able to make it to West Seneca, a group of employees, vendors, and volunteers, and others began snow raking to save a remaining building. And then things began to happen quickly.
The comeback, Jay, was amazing. So remember now, the building fell down on Tuesday. On the following Monday, I pulled in the driveway here in West Seneca, and there had to have been 50 cars in the road. And it was a path, and they were all over the place. And I walked in, and it was as if an army of Amish men, per se, were all building new walls and installing new lines and new plumbing and new heating. And I had these companies that I never even called with truckloads of office furniture. I had a boiler delivered to me at no charge by a client of ours. I had office equipment. It was crazy. All these things were available, and all I had to do is tell them where to put them.
Surprisingly, production resumed after some short downtime. And though George's company benefited mightily from the generosity of so many, there were some difficult realities.
Insurance was phenomenal. They worked with us. They were very compassionate. Even the town of West Seneca assisted and helped us out, get back on our feet. The loss, and the figure right now, we're shy of $1.5 million. Mm. So you got contents, you have the building itself, and then, of course, the displacement of the building. And now we got to go back into the new building that's planned to be built in the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Trace George held back his emotions as he recalled the whirlwind that was the aftermath of Snowvember. He's quick to thank those who helped, from local town officials to a corps of volunteer firefighters, and to his staff at VSP Graphic Group.
And now a year has gone by, and we have a new location downtown. We serve the Bills and the Sabres with graphical support. So we have an office there. We have an office here in West Seneca. We have an office in West Palm Beach now, and one soon to be in L.A. And the reason is folks on a national level found out about our company and actually made us sustainable somewhere else other than just Buffalo over this 1 year's time. I would never have imagined this to even have happened in 1 year's time, let alone the week that the building fell down.
I'm Jay Moran, WBFO News.